The Aurelia Museum of Art and History, OMAH, Winter Gala was billed as a celebration of Canadian history, and it was that and more. In fact, as the evening went on, it became a celebration of Aurelia, and the people who live here and help lift it up. The event, as a chance for OMAH members, board and staff, and members of the public to come together, support OMAH, celebrate, enjoy a meal, perhaps win some art, and learn and be entertained by our guest speaker, said OMAH Executive Director Ninette Ghiorodi. It's also a fun night out at the end of cold, dark January. Saturday's second annual Winter Gala, which grew out of the post-pandemic world as a replacement for OMAH's famous Sir John A. Macdonald dinner, drew a mix of older and younger Aurelians to the Hawk Ridge Golf Club, some who have been here for decades, and others who are newcomers. "I'm a member of OMAH. I became a member almost as soon as I moved here," said Cliff Perry, who moved to Aurelia a few years ago. "I just love the museum. I love to go often, and just look at a couple of things, then go and come back again. It's a wonderful place," he mused. Simcoe North MP Adam Chambers attended the dinner and was also a table sponsor. "The museum is a credit to Aurelia and the area. We are very lucky to have it," he said. Attendees were enthralled by the guest speaker, Dr. Mark Burie, at the Aurelia Museum of Art and History, OMAH, Winter Gala, held January 27 at Hawk Ridge Golf Club. Anna Proctor photo. Award-winning journalist and writer Dr. Mark Burie, the event's guest speaker, had the audience of more than 150 people in stitches, spellbound with his sometimes irreverent but always fascinating anecdotes and tidbits of Canadian history, focused on this area. Burie started his remarks by explaining he had written his notes based on an Aurelia that needed his help, that was perhaps a bit backward. But, at the end of his one day here, he had to rethink and rewrite everything, from a place of awe. "This is a place that is literally steeped in history," said Burie. "We can't grow up in this area without knowing that this is a historical place. It's a history that is partly documented, and there's so much more that can be said, that can be done to bring forward this history. To protect it and to have it as sort of an almost a spiritual foundation of the place that we live in. That sets this area apart from any other place, every other town in Ontario. Canada has a history, but this part of the world has history with a capital H," he said. Burie then continued to touch on famous events in history that occurred in and around Aurelia, and some of Aurelia's most famous, or important sons and daughters. "The Fish Weirs, they predate Stonehenge. Sam Steele, he was a tough guy. He had to be, with that name. You had Frank Carmichael, Leacock, of course. Gordon Lightfoot. I was going to talk about capitalizing on history as a way of rebuilding the economy, but I don't need to do that here," Burie said. "You have a successful city, people that are proud of it and proud of their history. I had to rewrite everything I was going to say." To laughter and applause, Burie concluded, "I went into the bookstore and saw there were a lot of local books about local history. I just want to express my gratitude. To see a crowd like this come out to help fund an institution like this is a gift. This is what a really well-run town full of people and spirit looks like." Museum staff members Lynn Fisher and McKenna Richardson were thrilled with the attendance and the reaction to the evening. "We had 156 attendees, which is fantastic," said Fisher. "Everyone is having a great time, and is happy to be here," said Richardson. "The art raffle tickets are selling well, also." Attendees had the opportunity to purchase raffle tickets, for $25 each, for a chance to win artwork by local artists Charles Pachter, Pam Allen, Paul Allen, Dave Beckett, Tony Bianco, or Roger Kerslake, with proceeds supporting museum programming and other expenses. Winning tickets were drawn at the conclusion at the evening, to applause and excitement from the diners. "What a lovely evening," said one attendee. "I enjoyed every minute of it." Event sponsors for the evening included Forks in the Trail Private Foundation and Dapper Depot Menswear. Table sponsors were Julia Bailey and Ted Emmond, Jane and Gordon Ball, Patricia Crow Grande, Nancy Harris, Janet Houston, Jack Lynch and Susan Rose, and Abby Sirisegaram Cole.